Thank you and good morning. The Measure Z Citizens Advisory Committee will meet on Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock in Supervisors' Chambers at the Courthouse. The committee will finalize its recommendations to the board for agencies across the county, and they will also issue letters of support for those various proposals. At the last meeting, the committee rated 10 requests as must-have for a total of just over $7 million. The meeting is open to the public. The city of Eureka has targeted May 2nd as the day it will remove anyone who is still camping in the Palco Marsh area. With trail construction scheduled for the summer, the city and the county have taken the first steps in assisting those in need of permanent housing to find a place to live. By using the Housing First process, ending a person's homelessness by finding them a place to live and then dealing with any other issues, the city aims to clear out illegal encampments. The city issued a 9-page guideline and is asking for requests for proposal from organizations that can develop and implement a strategy to relocate the homeless in housing, current suitable structure, an area for campsite or tiny houses, for a minimum of 6 months. Interested parties can download the guideline package at the City of Eureka's website, and proposals are due by April 22nd. A wanted Hoopa man was taken into custody last week. Jordan Christmas has more.
After conducting several follow-up investigations into burglaries in Hoopa and Willow Creek, Humboldt deputies arrested 23-year-old Roman J. Price. The investigation led deputies to Price's vehicle, which was spotted on Highway 96, and a probation search turned up a loaded 12-gauge shotgun on the driver's seat, as well as marijuana and the stolen property from the burglaries. Price was detained and booked into county jail on a list of charges, including being a felon in possession of a firearm, possession of stolen property, and probation violation.
Thank you, Jordan. A physical altercation outside of the courthouse market in September of last year left Terry Lee Thomas with fatal wounds, and it has now led to the arrest of a man for involuntary manslaughter in Thomas's death. Last week, Eureka police arrested 24-year-old Nathan Johnson, who was booked for manslaughter in relation to Thomas's death, as well as for an unrelated charge of domestic violence and vandalism. Johnson is suspected of having inflicted fatal wounds to Thomas during that altercation in September, and he was the person who called 911 to report the incident. Johnson remains in county jail. Law enforcement agencies in the county are coordinating efforts to locate and arrest a pair of armed robbers who are wanted in connection with robberies in Arcata, Eureka, Fortuna, and McKinleyville. The pair use a similar style when they enter a store, and one pulls out a small handgun while the other steals cash and other items. They have repeatedly operated in the early morning hours, and they remain at large. Local pharmacies, the County Department of Health, and the Waste Management Authority have teamed up to provide more options for local residents to dispose of prescription medications as part of the Humboldt Allies for Substance Abuse Prevention. Cloney's Pharmacies have set up two new disposal bins, one at the Eureka location and the other in McKinleyville, and the bins will accept all medications, prescription or not. County officials will be on hand at the pharmacy in Eureka this morning for a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 10:30. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg not only represents his 5th district, he also represents one of the biggest cities in the county, a city that is and will remain unincorporated, McKinleyville. Sundberg regularly interacts with the McKinleyville Municipal Advisory Committee, and he said on his recent talk shop appearance that maybe it's time the advisory committee and the local Chamber of Commerce work together for a common goal, beautification.
I had a really good meeting with the Chamber of Commerce the other day, and they have a beautification committee. I had the idea that, you know, let's get the beautification committee from the Chamber, who has all the businesses on Central Avenue, and the McKinleyville Municipal Advisory Committee together, and let's start talking about what we want this town to look like in the next 5, 10, 20 years.
Sundberg treats the advisory committee as similar to a city council, and he said that all residents of McKinleyville, and Sundberg is a lifelong resident, will benefit from any citywide projects. Now, they just need some money.
Do we want lights on the trees as you come in, or flower pots hanging off of the light posts, or do we want different light posts, or do we want street lights in certain areas closer to where our parks are? You know, and then let's figure out how we're going to pay for it.
You can hear the entire interview with Supervisor Ryan Sundberg by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.